It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey. Each time down,
oh, don't say, don't, no, no, don't sing the song. Because you know, listen.
Oh, come on. You're not the next guest.
I'm mad at him.
Why?
Because he started flaking. And then it turned into, look at him, he know the word. And then he let you take over. Because I knew.
Mike can still come with us on the bus trip.
He ain't listen, let me tell you one thing I know.
Save him a seat.
Let me tell you. When he told me yeah the first time, it was a plan. He went home. And he started thinking about it. And the next time I said something about it, he started hitting me with, huh? And then, that right there. And I'm like, oh, man. And then Joe took over.
All right, let's talk about that.
Now we on a bus.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to let Joe take over. And it took over the whole trip.
That's right.
When he hit me, he hit me with a straight face. Say, hey, man, we go to Super Bowl. I'm flying. I'm like, damn. I said, seriously?
All right, let's get him on the record.
I might come.
Ike Reese with us here for this hour.
I might.
We are live at Chickies of Pete's, Birds of the Half. All right, Ike, let's get you on the record right now.
What's up, brother?
If the Eagles make the Super Bowl, which we're going to talk about this whole hour,
mm-hmm.
are you coming on the bus? So the plan tentatively is we load up a bus. We'll wait for you when the show ends Friday. Right?
Well, I appreciate that.
The Friday of the bye week in between the Super Bowl, right? So we get on the bus to New Orleans with 50 listeners. And
damn,
we head down there.
The filthy 50.
All right, and we head down there, and as long as we're there by our shows on Monday for the week, we're good. We got a whole weekend to get to New Orleans. Are you in?
It's going to take the whole weekend,
to
get there.
We'll sign waivers. If we lose people, it's all right. Not a big deal. Are you in?
That sounds tempting. It does.
See, here
sounds
you
like
go.
A lot of fun.
Here you go.
It does.
Sounds like it's also something I don't want to be a part of.
Well,
it might be a lot.
It sounds like a lot can go wrong too on
all
this
right,
trip.
We got to start sending out RSVPs so we get the exact head.
The official head count of the trip.
And are y'all vetting the?
I don't think so.
Oh my God!
Well, because there are callers, so that's the vetting process.
Let me tell you what happens for the most part.
Yes,
we don't. This is right now, and Joe said
you taking Chris from Middleton.
Oh yeah, he's on the bus.
This is a pipe dream for the most part. I done had cash roll up on me randomly. Hey, man,
like, I'm going.
Yeah. They didn't strong arm. And I'm looking like, you know this ain't a real trip yet.
Yeah.
Well, when it becomes a real trip, yeah.
It's going to become a real trip.
Are we making sure we check luggage and everything?
Everyone's got to take care of their own luggage.
When I say check luggage, I mean scan it.
Oh.
Oh, you mean for contraband?
Yes.
You know what? We need Icon Logistics. See? I didn't even think about that.
See? Come on, man.
That's why.
It's the first thing I thought about.
The more you tell him, the more he's not going to go.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about.
That's what happened.
That's a good idea.
When I initially said it, he was okay with it.
Man.
Then he got to thinking.
Man, you know somebody bringing a 22 or a 38 with him, man.
All right, so what we have to do is part of the waiver is you have to agree not to bring anything you're not supposed to.
Yep.
And then we got to check that. You're right.
It's a butterfly knife, everything. I'm calling out everything that's going to be packed.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You got to understand our fans. They're about that life.
They're about that action ball.
And they don't know the other people riding on the bus. So something can jump off at any point on the bus. You know, a friendly card game, anything can happen.
You know,
and that's an 18-hour trip.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Like shades of the draft we had a few years ago. We ain't got mentioned no names. But the draft, when we had the draft a couple years ago.
I know
what he's talking about now. You remember, Joe.
What draft?
Yeah, he got the popping off.
The fantasy draft.
Oh, yeah.
He got the popping off a little bit.
All right, we'll do waivers and we'll check the luggage. All right. All right, here's the deal.
You know I got to be the responsible one.
Well, someone has to be.
I mean that's why I stayed out of trouble.
215-592-9494. Also, ComboCon, we're looking for multi-talented individuals, giving away a qualifying spot today for the Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway. All right,
not to interrupt your show,
Joe. What do you got?
You're driving, but let me just say, I've heard what is it called? ComboCon?
ComboCon.
I've heard Hugh Douglas all day today.
Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome clip. Let me just say.
Kyle Quinn got to work this morning.
Oh, man. Good job, Kyle. That's a good job, bro.
Kyle keeps me grounded.
Hey, man, listen. You know I love you.
But here we go.
You tripping over these words and trying to get it out, man.
There are so many. You know what it is? And Joe understands it's not.
That is the funniest. Man, that's the funniest drop.
I speak in stream of consciousness, and sometimes I have to do a hard pivot within while you're in mid sentences.
Yeah,
he self edits during.
Yeah, man, because it's a couple times I didn't been on here and I forgot where I was at, and you know, and I gotta pull it back because you know the FCC rules. You know,
thank you.
My favorite is when you say I gotta walk that back after you already said it on live on the air.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk that one back.
Yeah. Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
Hey, got under my skin on
that
one.
That's another great drop right there, man. That's another great one.
All right, so the whole purpose of this trip here is if we are in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So Ike Reese, 8-2 now, six straight wins.
Mm-hmm.
Has this become a Super Bowl or bust season?
Listen, I've been listening to this, and I understand where everybody's coming with this is a Super Bowl or bust season. I get it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you team's sitting at 8-2, looking damn good, looking like they can certainly challenge the Detroit Lions for the NFC crown as the best team in the conference, which would put them in the Super Bowl. I get it. Expectations should be there. When I say, because I said this yesterday, I believe, when I say I don't believe it's a full Super Bowl or bust season, it's because say they don't make the Super Bowl. Is everybody's feeling after the year going to be our window is closed, we need to blow it up?
No. Not mine. And
exactly.
I'll compare it to – now, obviously, the devil's in the details. If they go out in the first round to Jonathan Gannon and the Cardinals, we're going to flip out, right?
Yes.
But if they go to the NFC title game and lose a close one in Detroit, the way I view this window, it almost reminds me of, like, your team in 01 against the Rams.
Yep.
Like, this thing should be open for a few years. Now, I want to win, but I'm with you on this. I mean, Hughes, this is what we're trying to tell you. This is not Super Bowl or bust.
See, we're so young. We got so much young talent.
But, see, I think Ike, and I don't want to speak for you, but this is what it feels like. You're speaking as an analyst, and you're speaking in the big picture.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'm looking at as a former player in the now.
You're saying, yeah, we got to win this
because
thing now.
I'm looking at the division.
Yeah,
as a whole, man, ain't no world beaters.
Yeah.
Like even though as good as Detroit is, I don't fear Detroit. Detroit ain't the greatest show on turf.
They're close.
Whew. You see Gibbs running.
No,
in the open
no,
field?
And I get it. I get it.
He's playing a different game.
But if we're, it's not like the year, for example, when we played the Rams. It ain't like that.
Well, you feel like the Lions are beatable.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like
offense for offense, we got is just as good or better weapons than they have. Defensively, we're probably on par with one another.
Why aren't we scoring as much as they are?
I'm trying to figure that out, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been trying to figure it out for a while. That's easy to figure out.
It's the passing game.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we know it's the passing game.
Yes. Well,
it's
know who it is. It's Jalen.
Well, yeah, it's like, why he ain't seeing what we see?
Like, yeah, that's why the offense isn't humming like you see Detroit's offense humming. I mean, the running games are virtually the same. They just use two guys instead of one. We know the receivers. I love our receivers, but they have some pretty good ones too. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I'm not hating on them.
It's very good.
They're really good.
Jameson Williams,
who I loved coming out of college.
You got him in all your fantasy teams.
Yes. I wanted the Eagles to draft him. He's more of a home run or he's a boomer bust type of wide receiver. Not going to catch a lot of volume. I think the edge that we have, honestly, is the defense. And I wouldn't have said that at the beginning of the season.
But they lost Hutch.
Yeah, they lost Hutchinson. And I didn't realize we were going to be as good as we are defensively.
Nobody did. I mean,
yeah. Now, we haven't seen an offense like the Lions. That's a real offense. That's we can beat you. And I didn't even bring up Sam LaPorta. He's a damn good tight end.
Yeah, hell of a tight end.
He almost gets lost in the shuffle. They have so many guys.
It's like Goddard. It's like Goddard gets lost sometimes. So I think we match them offensively, but I think we got the slight edge defensively. They have the slight edge, and I don't want people to take it wrong. They have the slight edge in the passing game for this reason. Jared Goff has been in that offense and has a stronger hold on the schemes in that offense. He's been in, what, 3 years now? This is his third season?
Is it four?
Is it 4 years now?
2020. When did the Rams win the Super Bowl? 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is 21, 22, 23,
he's been 24. There, he's been there the whole time?
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, and that makes it even more sense. This is Jalen's first year in this offense, and I believe that's why our passing game isn't humming the way it should be humming. But that's also what makes me optimistic for the future. Because I don't think Kellen Moore is going anywhere. We're going to have him again next year as our OC.
This is Fangio's last stop.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, Fangio is going to retire here. He's a Phillies fan. And he's coaching in his home area. So he gets to go to Phillies games all the time. You don't have to worry about that. He's going to be here. This is why I'm hopeful if it doesn't happen this year. It doesn't mean we shouldn't expect it to happen this year. I'm just saying if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to be at the end of the year like, oh, man, how are we going to get back next year? I mean, it didn't happen for Detroit last year. They knocked on the door a couple years.
And they came right back.
And they came right back the following year looking even better.
Yeah, they look like gangbusters.
Well, the other thing is we don't have many free agents of note. Zach Bond has become one, and that came out of nowhere.
Oh, man, we got to get that taken care of.
I think this town is going to riot if they let that guy go. I know they don't pay linebackers, but they also didn't pay running backs before Saquon.
Exactly. This may be one that Howie is listening to the people and saying, we got to figure out how to get this done.
Howie, listen.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to let Zach Bond.
No, so Bond, Sweat, and Milton Williams are free agents, and they're all good players, but none of them are. Bond is the one.
Bond is the only one I believe coming back.
And then on the offense, I think the only starter that's a free agent is Mekhi Becton, and they could find another one. Oh,
got it. Yep.
But they could find another Becton, and we'll see what happens with Goddard. Yep. But all the stars, they're all
the other
coming
Becton.
Back.
His name is Tyler
Steen. Right. They just plug him in.
Yes.
Yep. All the stars, all the most important parts: the Mailatas, the Lanes, assuming he plays next year, Dickerson. Obviously, the quarterback and the two receivers, they're all coming. And Saquon, they're all coming back. I didn't feel this way in 22 because a lot of that team was older.
It was
mercenary kind of guys. This is different. We got a run going now.
I wholeheartedly believe that. And again, Jalen should continue to get better in this offense. And I think we're going to continue to see more and more of the offense sort of open up. The passing game isn't flawless right now. It's effective at times, and we use it effectively, play action pass, taking our deep shots. But I think there's a lot of meat left on the bones every game in the passing game that we still can get better at.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that, man, because it's like I feel like we should be, and I told this to Joe earlier, we should be at least 14 points in before the second half, at least playing against some of the teams we played against.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and the opportunities have been there.
Yes.
The opportunities have been there. We need to be better in the red zone. We don't throw the ball in the red zone for some reason.
I mean, I think they're one of the lowest in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, we run it down, and that's fine because we score.
You got a problem with it, but.
But the
running game.
We got A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, that passing game is going to have to factor in there at some point. You're going to have to throw the football.
Yep.
Well, eventually teams are just going to load it up.
Load up on you.
Go ahead, throw the ball and beat it. I wonder how much that is because they threw those picks early in the year in the red zone. I wonder if they shied away. We don't want to do that anymore. We don't want to give away points. That could be a part of it. All right, let me throw this hypothetical at you, Ike, and then we'll get to the phone lines here. I've been asking everyone here. I'm curious where you come down.
Okay.
NFC Championship game, it's Eagles-Lions. You could have one of these two things between now and then. The pass game gets fixed, but the game is in Detroit, or the pass game is like it is now, but the game is here.
Oh, I need that game here.
That's what everyone said.
Yeah, I need that game here.
Get the Lions in outside.
Yeah, because then I know I can run Saquon.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We'd use the play-action pass. Hopefully it's about 15 degrees that day.
Goff won't be the same outside in the cold.
Exactly, yes. It was about 15 degrees that day. Real cold.
And it mitigates the passing game. It doesn't have to be as effective because theirs probably won't be as effective.
Right. But it reminds me, the championship game, Hugh, we played in against the Falcons. It was freezing.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was a dome team.
Yes. Yeah. It was freezing. And I think Don only had to hit a couple of passes that game. He didn't – we had to run the ball to win that day. I think we had
Dorsey and B. West.
B. West, yeah. Yeah. We hit one deep ball, I believe, to G. Lou. I think we hit one deep ball to G. Lou, but our scores were in the red zone. The Chad Lewis tight end.
Mm-hmm.
I think B. West scored in it.
Donovan threw for 180 that day.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, only 180 yards. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, get him here, man.
Get him outside. I mean, and that's why the rest of the games are so important to try to get home field advantage. Mark in Delaware is up. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Hey. I just want to tell you the bus trip sounds a good time, but I tell you what, Ike is not going on that bus trip.
He's calling it. He said Ike's not going. I mean, you've been saying this the whole time. He said.
I said, no.
Ike's going to meet us there.
Ike, when he started asking for details, I was like, he ain't going.
Because
he started thinking about it.
Now, Mark, are you saying that because you're angling for Ike's seat? You want to make sure you get one? Is that what this is?
I don't know if I'd want to get on the bus either.
Well, then you're not invited, Mark, if you don't want to go.
That's up to you.
We'll see you down.
Hey, this discussion about the Eagles versus Detroit, I just want to say if Hughes' prediction in the beginning of the year and the Eagles were scoring 35 points a game, it wouldn't be a discussion.
I agree. We'd be better.
Yeah. Or tied with them. How many points Detroit have?
34 a game.
They blew out a couple teams by 50, didn't they?
They scored 40 like five times. Yeah. It's nuts.
That's unbelievable.
And you know what? You guys had said something about Sam LaPorta. He's having a really bad year this year, so he hasn't even been part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year he was amazing a rookie.
It was great fantasy.
Right.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's been quiet, which makes me wonder, like, is he about to get going too?
Yeah, exactly. So, I tell you, their running game, man, as good as their passing game is, and they got some good wide receivers, I'm more impressed with that 1-2 punch.
Your running back.
Yeah, Montgomery. And
man, Gibbs is so fast.
It's like some
thunder
and lightning
in the open field. My goodness, I ain't seen a running back
that
fast.
Did you see the nickname they gave themselves?
Yeah, what is it? Something in
Sonic
Knuckles?
Tails. What's the Sonic? Sonic and Tails, right?
That's the nickname they gave themselves?
Yeah.
I thought that was something with Knuckles.
Knuckles. You talking about Knuckles and Tails.
Knuckles and Tails?
That's what it is, right? It's all from Sonic.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
No, here's the video you're right. Game guy.
Yeah,
here.
That's what I'm saying. When you said it, Knuckles and Tails. Yeah.
Okay.
So Montgomery's Knuckles and Tails is Gibbs because he's fast.
Is Tails supposed to be fast?
Tails is fast, yes. I've watched the movies with my kids. Yeah, I kind of know what's going on.
I'll tell you Tails is the one that
he's a helicopter.
Okay.
It's like a helicoptery type deal.
Mark, before Hugh goes on a rant about video games, what do you got for us? Multi-talented individual.
All right, so my guy, he was Mr. Universe. He was an actor.
Became
governor of California.
It's a good one.
Businessman that brought us things like Planet Hollywood, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger is definitely multi-talented.
That's a good answer. I agree with that.
I would say most of these answers are more multi-talented than Hugh Douglas with the acting.
He was smashing his maid, too.
Is that?
Come on, man.
Here, we don't count that.
He was.
We're not going to write that down as one of the talents.
No, I'm just saying, though.
Lots of people could do that. That's
smashing the maid.
All right. Josh and Wilmington's up. Hey, Josh.
How we doing?
He smashed the maid.
What's up, Juan?
He's still calling me Juan.
Well, I want to be Juan, but unfortunately the Phillies.
It don't feel like Juan.
No, they are getting a meeting, though.
It don't feel like it, dude.
No. I am so pumped. One, because you got Ike in here, and Ike.
Yes.
So, dude, I remember, when we went to the Super Bowl in 17, right? I was this random white that walked up to you.
Not
an exciting white. Just a random white. I walked up to you. As you were crossing from the Wells Fargo over to the lake, I just kind of randomly walked up and was like, yo, Ike, let me get some of that juice, you know what I mean? And, man, the look on your face, you know, you could tell you were ready for the game. And I say all this to say it was awesome to catch up with you, but that day I've never heard a crowd in our town as loud as that one.
When Patrick Robinson picked that pass off, when he picked that pass off, and that pick six happened. Oh my goodness!
The game was over right there. That was it.
It was done, and they had already gone up 7 points.
Yep.
And man, I was like, and then that pick happened. I looked at my boy next to me, and I said, "It's on." And then it just became a boat race, and it was awesome.
For a big game, I mean, the most stress we had was the pregame.
Yes.
I mean, it was like after a drive or two, it was party time. It was party time.
The craziest part of that run is I got more confident as they played tougher teams.
Yes.
Like, we were all worried about the Falcon game when Nick's first start, and then I felt good. And I felt great by the time we got to the Patriots, even though that was obviously the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look. So, listen, Super Bowl or bust, I mean, I got to be honest with you. With the talent that we have assembled, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. We have to strike while the iron's hot. Now, if it's one, great. If it's multiple, great. But we're in a window now where it's all day Super Bowl until, you know, until it's not.
I love it.
So I have to be on board, one, with the youth. And to Ike's point when he first jumped on, what's galvanizing this club right now is defense, man. It is the defense.
Because it is a necessity, as we've learned around here.
Joe, you are so smart today, Joe. I was just going to pivot and go right at Hugh and be like, Hugh, I don't know about this defense. Mm-hmm. Is something, isn't it?
Come on, big fella.
Why am I catching strays? I'm letting you cook. I ain't saying
he's cooking you is what he's doing.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, Josh, what do you got for us for a for Combo-Con? Multi-talented individual. We got some good answers so far. What do you got?
Multi-talented individual. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep it right here in this beautiful city that we all love. Benjamin Franklin, my man.
Ben Franklin.
Plain and simple.
Wow, we're going old school. We had a Leonardo da Vinci earlier. Now we're going Ben Franklin. Josh, we appreciate it. What do you think of that answer, Hugh? Ben Franklin.
All we know is electricity.
Well, and the bifocals. I think he invented bifocals.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he's the founding father of the country. I mean, that's politician.
Yeah, a lot of women's, too.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's a fact. He had a lot of women's.
Hugh, is that, can we count that as part of the
I don't, I'm just saying, because when, like,
he was like, that's a talent.
Because he juggled all the women's.
Shaq was a great answer.
Shaq's a very good answer.
That's a very good answer.
The rapper, the actor.
All of that.
And now he's good. How about that?
And every other commercial.
He will accept any commercial.
You know, Shaq got gummies now. Like, for real gummies.
Yeah, don't surprise me.
No, I mean, like.
Shaq got his hands in everything.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, not the kind that I like. The other kind.
Oh,
the good
candy gummies.
Candy gummies.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant he had his dispensary or something.
No, he has.
I don't even think Shaq reads the contracts when they bring him to him. He just signs it. Yeah,
no, he has Shaq gummies.
Yeah, I'll endorse anything.
Well, it definitely wouldn't have been, it's not beneath him to have a
gummy shot.
Well, dispensary, because, I know Shaq now.
Yeah.
He might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably
out now.
If he doesn't, he's going to have one soon. Today we're live from Chickies at Pete's. It's never too early to book that holiday party. Book now for November or January. Chickies, get a party upgrade. Details online, chickiesatpete's.com. All right, coming up, your phone calls, Combo-Con. Last chance to hop in. Our final qualifier will be chosen in the next segment. 215-592-9494. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season? And we got to throw this at Ike on the other side. 2022 Eagles, 2024. Which team is better? Is this team better than the one that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago? We'll discuss it next. Midday show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. We want you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of
Hey, last one for you. What's the difference between this year's Eagles team and the Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl?
Ooh. I say this team is way a lot more, you know, balanced than the 2022 team because of the fact that, you know, if you are an Eagles player, the Eagles always been D-line driven. And, you know, the D-line really kind of like carries the team. They set the tone. I think this whole team here in 2024 is a team, the defense is a whole tone setter instead of just like the D-line. Even though we still command the D-line to set the tone because they are the front, but you can see it's kind of like more balanced, not guys that sticking out with 15 sacks, 12 sacks, 13 sacks. You know, we had a year with at least 5-6 guys had over 10 sacks. So, you know, that's right now I think we got a guys that all contribute in a good way and we all just playing together.
The voice of Darius Slay talking about the Super Bowl team from 2 years ago compared to this one. Welcome back. Midday Show live today. Birds at the half. Chickies at Pete's at South Philly. Come on down. Travis Mannion Foundation today. Proceeds from Crab Fries. We're going to be doing guest bartending, celebrity guest bartending later on. Lane Johnson will be here. Jordan Mailata. Come on down and spend the day with us at Chickies at Pete's. The perfect spot for gift cards for the holidays. Perfect gift that always fits and always gets returned. Buy in person here today or online. ChickiesatPete's.com. All right, Ike, what do you make of that? 2022, the Eagles were the best team in the NFC, made the Super Bowl, were this close to winning it. Now they're 8-2 and building again towards maybe a big season. Is this team better than the one 2 years ago?
Good question. Tough question. Um, Maybe slightly. Because there's some areas they are better than. I think that defense, the numbers may not say it, but that defense, man, that defense was opportunistic. Mm-hmm. That defense set a record with sacks. 70 sacks, bro.
They had a way better pass rush 2 years
ago.
I mean, like, they don't have a Reddick like they did then.
Sure. I mean, hell, Reddick, you throw in Fletcher.
Sweathead, double digit.
What's the kid we had that went out? He went out to San Francisco.
Oh, Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, grave digger.
Still good then. Yeah, I mean, they were like eight deep. Brandon Graham had a career year in sacks that year, yep. I believe. So, I think we're better offensively with this team.
Because of Saquon.
I think I give a slight edge. That secondary, as much as we like this young secondary, that secondary may have been better.
Bradbury
was still a player at that point.
2 years younger, Slay.
Yep, 2 years younger. And remember, Chauncey didn't even play every game. Yeah. I think he led us in interceptions. Yep.
And that was a good version of Matt. Maddox was good then. Yes. He's obviously, Cooper's here now.
Reed was our third safety in that defense.
Remember, I think Reed debuted and got a pick off of Rodgers and then that Sunday night game.
And who was our backers in that defense?
It was TJ Edwards and Kaiser White.
TJ and Kaiser.
I think these are better. Right now,
you think
better.
These are better? Okay.
I think Bond's better than TJ.
Yeah.
I think so.
TJ was pretty good that year.
And he's been good with Chicago.
Yeah, okay, okay.
It is close.
I might give the slight edge to this team.
The only difference is I felt like Jalen was playing a little bit better then.
Yeah, I think so too. He was certainly playing a much more flawless game. Now, listen, he's gotten his turnovers under control. Only 5 interceptions so far this year, taking care of the football from a fumbling standpoint. I thought he might have been a little more dynamic in 2022.
I agree, as a runner.
Yeah.
Well, they had more design runs, too. I mean, remember the run in Chicago? He, like, just went straight up the middle for a touchdown.
That passing game may have even been. But see, A.J. was awesome last year. Last year was A.J.'s best year from an individual standpoint since he's been here. Yeah, I might get a slight edge to this team. Here's what's funny. I'd get a slight edge to this team. Both teams are better than the 2017 Super Bowl championship team. And none of these teams are as good as the team that we took to the Super Bowl and lost in 2004. How you like that?
Hugh, you agree? Your team better than this team?
Hey, you know, come on, man. We had some ball. We had, but you know what?
We had 10 or 11 Pro Bowlers on that team.
But to be fair, it was a different time. You know, Troy and Bobby, they were able to actually play press coverage on receivers.
Well, they weren't on the Super Bowl team.
Oh, no, you're talking about the team.
I'm talking about the team that actually went to the Super Bowl. With Lito and Sheldon.
Different
T.O., B-West.
T.O. was an animal. I forgot about that. I thought you were talking about the team that lost
the conversation.
Farewell tour, Hugh Douglas. Trying to help out a little bit.
So, but this is a very good team, man. I tell you, this team out of all of them is more sustainable.
In terms of the players that are here,
we may have peaked in 04.
Look what happened afterwards.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And other than B. West, I don't know if T.O. was gone the next year.
Well, the next year was the blow-up year, right? He was here, but then that was it.
I'm trying to think of any players that actually got better from that year going forward. B.S. became a star after that year.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was the peak. I agree.
Yeah, that was our peak. So, but this team has more sustained power. And they're already good.
Yep. Now, so one good thing, one not good thing in terms of sustainability. The division has one other team that should be around for a little while, the Commanders.
Yes.
But two teams that are lost in the wilderness. I mean, the Giants and Cowboys could be bad for a while. The Giants are always bad. But now, like, the Cowboys could be lost for a while.
You don't think the Cowboys can bounce back?
Maybe.
I mean, they still got Dak and CeeDee Lamb.
But they have such a bad roster around three great players.
But you know what's crazy? They are. It's not, you know, this is all speculation. But they're talking about they might be in a position to get a quarterback. And you know
how does that happen, though?
No, because
hire Deion, draft Shador, and let the circus go to Dallas.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering, like, what do you do with Dak after that?
No, I'm with you, Ike, but.
Because he ain't going to be happy.
But most times, the consensus is if you're going to get the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Normally, you take that foundational player.
Or you trade the pick out, right? You don't just
for a bunch of picks.
Yeah. So they're saying.
I can see the Cowboys doing that.
Yeah. And it's like you signed Dak out of necessity.
Yeah.
you really had no choice. But now you're in a position where you might be able to get one of these young quarterbacks.
Man, you just gave this man.
I hear what you're saying. I'm with you, and it makes no sense. But hell, they've done it. It ain't like this is not par for the course in the NFL now when it comes to that position.
I'm gonna tell you, I think Shador ends up with the Raiders.
I mean, I think that's where he wants to go.
Is Deion going with him?
Now that's a different question.
Boy, it'd be fun for the NFL if Deion was back.
Deion was in it, yeah. Man, Vegas would be a hell of a place to be.
Of course, and it's must-watch TV if Deion's on TV every week.
It's definitely a show, yeah.
Well, they need something because that division has Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid.
Ooh, yeah, you're right.
And Sean Payton. And he might have found himself a quarterback. Yeah, they need to do something there.
Deion might not want to go in that division.
He's going to get the division last place if he does. All right, back to the phone lines here. TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, TR? What are you thinking?
Yeah, Super Bowl the bust now for me, man. You know, especially as good as we looking now, there's no reason why 38-27. There's no reason why we don't win.
The reason would be Detroit. I mean, like they got a team above them in the conference.
I'm not worried about doing Detroit. Man,
I think you guys should be worried about Detroit. Team's pouring 50 on the board every other week.
Listen, all right, we stacked across the board. We way stacked. Them. You know what I mean, we have our coaching is better. We're the better team. Our offensive line is better. As long as the offensive line keep giving Saquon daylight and they keep giving the ball, we're gonna be fine. That's why.
How come they keep scoring 50 and we score 24? If we're so much better.
Well, styles make fights. You know what I'm saying? That's all. It's just different teams. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna equate what they do to another team to us. Never.
But we played the Jaguars, and we almost lost. And they played the Jaguars and had seven touchdowns for seven drives.
Sorry. You got to have strides, man. I ain't worried about none of that. We got one game at a time, one game at a time.
I like the confidence today. I do. No, a lot of people feel this way, TR. I mean, look, they're playing really well and six in a row, and it feels like they're getting better. TR, I need that passing game to get a little bit better if we're going to do it.
Saquon the ball and keep throwing the ball when necessary. But keep giving him the ball because use our offensive line who we have it for. Keep using our offensive line, open up the holes for Saquon, give him some daylight. We're going to be fine.
Can we make sure he's fresh for the playoffs or we're going to just run him into the ground before we get there?
Well, that's what you get paid for. Everybody wants to treat these guys like dolls, man. Run these guys, man. If they get paid for, keep using them. That's what they're there for. Yeah, keep running the whole season. We had to play a whole season. Ain't no taking off. Keep using them. That's it.
That's it. He got the season to rest up, right?
That's right. Run the football.
There you
all
go,
right.
Exactly.
TR, what do you got for us? A multi-talented individual for ComboCon.
She's married to Alf's long lost cousin. I'm going to say Beyonce.
Beyonce. Multi-talented. Yeah. All right.
She's an actress and a singer.
Yep. She's not a great actress.
She's married to Alf.
She's married to Alf, yeah.
Oh, okay. I caught it. Yeah.
Yeah, the camel.
Yeah.
Is she really an actress?
Don't ask Hugh. I mean,
she's an actress.
He has no idea what actress is.
You know what
I
need? Is Diana Ross an actress?
Yes.
See?
She was an actress. Yeah, did you see Diana Ross in Mahogany?
Diana
Ross in Lady Sings the Blues?
I'll be trying to tell him that all the
time. When does Beyonce ever pull off a role like that?
I'll be trying to tell Joe that all the time.
No, but you're misrepresenting this. You're misrepresenting it, Hugh. Hugh thinks of Diana Ross as more of an actress than a singer.
No, you're wrong.
See there, thank you.
No, I'm not wrong.
You are.
Watch The Wiz? You saw The Wiz.
No, listen.
These are like staples in the back.
No, listen, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
How do I stream The Wiz?
Yes.
Amazon, Tubi, where do I find this?
You probably find that on Tubi.
We did just name three straight black exploitation movies. Yep.
Straight up did.
We did. but she's a Supreme, man. Come on, man. She's Diana Ross in Supremes. She's known as a singer.
Just because you think you're an actor, Hugh, doesn't mean everyone who acts is an actor.
That line in Mahogany.
Yes.
I can't remember, but when they was talking about when she was with
Richard Pryor?
No.
Which one?
With Billy Dee.
Billy Dee. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the line, but she had – that was like the greatest movie ever in life growing up.
Mahogany was great. Yeah. Lady Sings the Blues. That was even greater. That was awesome roles. Awesome roles. But not Beyonce, though.
No, she ain't on that
level. You can't just play an Austin Powers and
become an actress.
Yeah.
That's not a winning answer.
She did another one, too. She was playing Diana Ross, basically.
Dream Girls.
With Eddie Murphy, Dream Girls?
Yes.
That was a good movie, actually.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Let's go to Mike.
They were all great actors around her.
Yes.
Yeah, they
propped
cared,
her up.
They cared her.
And maybe someone else here in Philadelphia. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Not you. It's not Jalen.
Yes, I know what he was talking about.
I thought he was talking about me. I'm sensitive.
What's up, Mike?
Go ahead, Mike.
I got nothing on what any of these actors or actresses y'all have been talking about. But listen, I've been so back and forth on this team all season, and I'm screwed. I'm all in. Super Bowl with us. Let's get it. I mean, let's run Saquon into the ground. Hope he gets the next
well, what if he's got nothing left in the tank in January?
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind if he won a Super Bowl to be ran into the ground. Hell, he wouldn't mind to make it to the playoffs.
But I need him healthy in January. They're not winning.
He'll be fine in January. It'll be fine.
I like Don't this worry. Thought process. None of this matters.
Yeah. Get some of that Deer Antler Ray Lewis got when he went to the Super Bowl that year.
Don't do right. that, man.
He ain't getting in trouble.
That's because he was on his way out the door.
He retired.
So what you say?
Ray cheated and left.
We're not going to suspend a guy on a retirement tour.
Yeah.
Hugh, you should have done it in 04.
I should have cheated. I should have kissed the call. I should have cheated.
All right, so, Mike, you think this is it now, Super Bowl or bust right now this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if you go over and look at the defensive side of the ball with Quinyon Mitchell playing the way he's playing, I just saw a stat, like, literally right before I called you guys. He is the only cornerback in the NFL who has played at least 375 snaps and has not allowed a single touchdown. Like,
yeah.
I understand, like, he's only going to get better, but as, you know, you get these awesome rookie years, guys start getting tape on him. I don't think he's going to maybe – I don't think we're going to see this kind of production every single season from him. So, I mean, you got to strike while it's hot. I mean, you got the exciting whites doing what they're doing. BG's having a flying back year. Zach Vaughn, who knows if we even have him next year. You know, you could be seeing Trot Jr. starting next year. And, you know, granted,
that's the only, I think that's the only reason the city won't burn down, because they throw Jeremiah out there and everybody will be like,
Howie will start throwing the seeds out there like, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is ready.
He's looking good in training camp.
Howie, it's because you don't want to pay a linebacker. Don't lie to us, Howie. Mike, what do you got for us for a multi-talented individual?
All right, so this guy played defense, played special teams, played offense every once in a while, played Major League Baseball while doing all that. He was I believe he acted for a little bit. He rapped a little bit. He was an analyst for a while. Now he's a coach. You guys just said his name like five times. Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders is a really good answer.
Deion's a great answer.
Yeah.
Deion's done a lot.